LA Man, what a great job the young people did in presenting to us the thought on Christmas, and what a blessing that was. We're just going to spend a few minutes here and look into the Word of God. You can go ahead and be seated, and thank you for standing. Thank you for coming for the program tonight, and I know each one of those children did this as well to be a blessing, to minister to the congregation that's here tonight, to be able to present to you Christ. Christ is what Christmas is all about, and that is love. That's the love of God that sent His only begotten Son to come to this earth, to be born of a virgin, to be able to give us an example of how to live a Christian life, then to pay a price that we owe and couldn't pay on ourselves on the cross of Calvary, and then to prove that He was the Son of God, resurrected on the third day, and is an ever on the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession for us. And so what a blessing it was to be able to see the young people present that tonight. And at the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, and I want to read two verses to you here as we look at this. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And let's pray. Father, we bow before You now. Thank You, Lord God, for just being able to be in church tonight, to see the excitement in the children's faces as they wanted to present this story of Christmas. And I pray, God, that You'd bless each one of them and their families. But Father, now as we look into Your Word, we do understand what an almighty Creator God has revealed to us about this special occasion. A day that we look to celebrate the birth of our Savior. For this we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let me ask you the question tonight, and that is, what do you think about when you hear the word Christmas? What do you think about? Now, Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of different people in the world today. Some, when you hear the word Christmas, they might think of shopping. You might think of bonuses. You might think of time off work. You might think of time out of school. And on and on and on. There's a lot of different thoughts that come to people's minds when it comes to Christmas. But for the believer, the one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world, the first thought ought to be. Now, there's a lot of other thoughts that might accompany that. But the first thought we need to have is, a son is given. The birth of Jesus Christ. That ought to be the first and foremost thing on our minds when we think of a date that's been put on our Christian calendar to acknowledge the fact that Jesus came to this earth. God became flesh and dwelt among us. We understand that to be prophetical. We have the entire Word of God. This Bible right here reveals to us the mind of God. Humanity will be without excuse because God has preserved His Word for us. We find that even Jesus taught, heaven and earth will pass away, but My Word shall never pass away. It has been preserved by an almighty God so that we might know things that are of importance, things of the importance of past as to where we came from, things that are important as today, why we're here, and things of importance of the future. What does the future hold? The Word of God reveals all these things to us, and they all, each one of those, have to do with Jesus Christ. We find, first of all, the prophetic proclamation of His virgin birth. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, it says this, "Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The only time it's ever happened, past, present, or future, a virgin birth. The coming of Jesus Christ was prophesied repeatedly in the Old Testament and then made clear in the New Testament that it was the fulfillment of God's word. A three-point outline of the Bible is the whole Old Testament is Jesus is coming. The first four books of the New Testament is Jesus is here. That's the Gospels. And the rest of the Bible from the book of Acts all the way through the book of Revelation is Jesus is coming again. That's what we, the importance of past, the importance of present, and the importance of things to come, the future. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 1, let me just read to you, because I'm going to go through several scriptures to help you to see what God says about this very important day that we have put on our Christian calendar to acknowledge that God became man. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, in verse 22 and verse 23, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." This virgin birth was prophesied, and it was revealed in the New Testament. This was a fulfillment of what God said would take place. Chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible says in chapter 2 and verse 15, and they were there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled. I love that. As we look to the Gospels concerning Jesus Christ's presence here, it was a fulfillment of what God said would take place, prophecy. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then down to verse 23, the Bible says, And he came and dwelt in a city which called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled. And you'll see that repeated over and over again in the Gospels, that these things are going to happen because it's what God said would happen. This is the prophecies of the Bible, the written down word of God that we have to study and to know what's important, the importance of the past, the present, and the future. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarite. So the prophetic proclamation of his virgin birth and the fulfillment revealed. There was the divine announcement. On earth during that time, some 2,000 years ago, we find the first one that we want to look at here was the announcement, and rightly so, to the one that would give birth. To the Virgin Mary. Favored among women. Just a human with a sinful nature, but a woman that was chosen of God. In the book of Luke in chapter 1, this is the proclamation or the divine announcement to, first of all, Mary. In Luke in chapter 1, and this is revealed to us so we understand what took place. In verse 26, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, out of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored." What a great position. "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast her mind what manner of salutation should be. This should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Mary was not deity. Mary should never be deified. She should be respected, honored, that she would be chosen of God. Wow. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end, because he will be eternal. The eternal God became flesh. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Speaking to God, she would not have lied. Speaking to the presence of God there, she was revealing her inability to understand how this could be, because she understood. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Wow, what an announcement. What an honor. And Mary would have to fight a lot of things. She would have to fight a lot of the thoughts of others. She was a spouse of Joseph. Even Joseph himself thought about putting her away privately so that she would not be stoned by the city when they would find out that she was with child before her and Joseph came together. So after the angel announced to Mary, there was a divine announcement to Joseph. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. That's what the Bible gives us to help us to understand past, present, prophecies, he's coming. The most important thing is the Messiah, the Christ child, the Savior of the world is coming. He will be born of a virgin. That was prophesied. And now we find the fulfillment. It took place some 2,000 years ago. And it was announced by the angel, first of all, to Mary. And then Matthew chapter 1, it was announced to Joseph. The only one that could have kept her from being stoned would have been Joseph. God worked through Joseph. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, that means a stoning, was minded to put her away privately. That's a divorcement. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So we find there's a divine announcement to Mary. There was a divine announcement to Joseph. Jesus would be human by birth, but divine by conception. He would not have a human father because he was God. Amen. Then we find that there was a divine announcement to the shepherds. The shepherds, the lowly shepherds, to help understand he would come as a sheep for the slaughter, a sacrificial lamb. And he wanted to identify himself with the shepherds. Luke in chapter 2. The book of Luke in chapter 2, verse 8. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. A divine announcement And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Yeah. The divine announcement. And then the perfect timing of his birth. The perfect timing of his birth. I want you to go to Galatians in chapter 4, and we're done here. Galatians in chapter 4. Powerful passage of scripture concerning the perfect timing. When Christ was born, we know it to be some 2,000 years ago. Whether it was on exactly the December the 25th or not, that doesn't matter. What matters is that there was a day. There, what matters is what happened on that day. Human by birth, divine by conception, the Word was made flesh. In Galatians in chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, But when the fullness of the time was come. Only God knew from the foundations of the earth, only God knew the timing when he would send his son the first time and when he will send his son the second time. And if we know that he came the first time, which we have history that tells us that, why will we doubt his coming the second time? Amen. Amen. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God, an heir for the eternal things through Christ. The perfect timing of his birth, as God sent forth his son so that we could be redeemed. Hadn't happened, mankind could not be saved. Because he did come and he did pay our sin debt, we can be saved. And as we get saved, then we have a heavenly Father. I love that. When I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, whether I realize it or not, if I truly believed and called upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says he sent his Spirit to dwell within me, representing Christ in me. That's the Holy Spirit of God. That takes place the moment of salvation. And the Spirit of God within me will never leave me nor forsake me, and he will continue to remind me that I am a child of God's. I have a heavenly Father. Something that has got me through some of the toughest trials of my life is the thought, I'm God's little boy. going on 62 years old, but can I tell you, I'll never outgrow that thought. I'm always going to be God's little boy. I'm a lot of things to a lot of people. I'm a husband to my wife. I'm a father to my children. I'm a grandpa to my grandchildren. I'm a pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church. But the thing that gets me and helps me to be all that I can be in all those other areas of responsibility is I have a Heavenly Father. Amen. And I can turn to Him anytime with any need and to know that He's able to help me. Grace to help in my time of need. Strength. Abilities to be and do all that God would have me to be. And all that God would have me to do. Have a Heavenly Father. But it's only through Christ. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. What will you think about when you hear the word Christmas? If you know everything that the Bible says about what took place, past, present, and future, it might go beyond a time of gift giving. It might go beyond a time of shopping. It might go beyond days off work, time off school, a bonus. And we might focus on what it's all about. Jesus Christ, the Word, being made flesh. I love this poem. I'm going to close with this. It says, 'Twas the night Jesus came, and all through the house. Not a person was praying, not one in the house. The Bible was left on the shelf without care, for no one thought Jesus would come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. And Mom in the rocking chair with Babe on her lap was watching the late show as I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and lifted the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear, but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. They proclaimed His first coming. They will proclaim His second coming. The light of His face made me cover my head. Was Jesus returning just like He said? And though I possess worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw Him in spite of myself. In the book of life which He held in His hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as He searched for my name. When He said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, He gathered to take to His Father above. With those who were ready, He rose without sound, while all the others were left standing round. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I'd waited too long, and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I'd known that this was the night. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is now drawing near. There's only one life. And when comes the last call, we'll find out that the Bible was true after all. The Bible's true. It tells us what's most important, past, present, and future. Do you know the Christ of Christmas? If I could have had every head bowed and every eye closed. The children presented this Christ. Praise the Lord for that. But it's more than just a musical. It's more than just a child's story. It's a reality of eternity. Past, present, and future. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, don't wait till it's too late. You have an opportunity tonight. Come to this altar. Let somebody take a Bible and share with you what God says a person must do to be saved. You can leave here with a heavenly Father. Father, we bow before you. Thank you for what we received here tonight. And Lord, I just pray now that you would prick the hearts of the people with everything they've heard and seen. And I pray, God, if there's those that need to make decisions, I pray tonight would be the night that they would do just that. Blessing this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray.